We are learning Masechta Zedarim, Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting two lines from the top. We have a machlokes here, Rava and Abaya. If you daim she'im mechicha is havi daim or loy havi daim. Abaya says havi daim, and Rava says loy havi daim. Meisve, that's your kasha. Rava's asking a kasha. Abaya is asking kasha on Rava. Abaya is asking kasha on Rava. Abaya holds havi daim. That's kasha on Rava. Meisve harehu alai, or he says harei ze alai. He goes to something, items, is arehu alai, or is areze alai? Osir, the loch is, it's osir preshu yad le carbon. It's a yad le carbon. Carbon means that if you say, you go to a table and say, areze carbon, so it's called a tfasa, it's called a neder, even matfis the table and saying it's a neder like a carbon. We had in the beginning, we spoke at the Ran, it says, ishki yidah neder el Hashem, and we darshan something called a tfasa. You have to actually be matvisit b'dava hanodur, but if you say this table is like a carbon, it's also like an nether. Since a carbon happens in nether, right, is a carbon, it can't be a carbon. So what it means is that it's like a carbon, just like a carbon is a nether, and it's also, this is also also. So you say, harei hu alai, reze alai, also b'nesh yad the carbon. Taima da'ama alai hu da'asa. Avaloi ama alai, loi. It sounds like you have to say a lie. It has to be a yad mechiach. It's definitely a yad because you didn't fear as carbon. So harayu a lie, harayu ze a lie is definitely a yad. It's definitely not a full neder because you didn't say we're carbon. But it's mashma over here that it's enough that you have to say a lie because if you don't say a lie, then it won't be a yad mechiach. You're just saying harayu. It's not a yad mechiach. So tufta da abaya, it's a kash and abaya because here it's mashma. You have to say dafka a lie. So we'll read inside again. Time with Amalai Hudasav Le Amalai Lo. Tifta Da Baya Amalach Abaya. Abaya will answer like this. Time with Amalai Hudasav. Aval Amal Harehu Le Amalai Harehu Da Hefker Harehu Da Stuck Ka Amar. So the way the Ran explains that the Gemara is saying Abaya Tainas to you, it's not even a yad. If you say Harehu Ad Alai, it's not even a yad because maybe it means harayu tzedaka, harayu hefker. So you don't even know if it means a neder b'chlal. It's not only that not mechiach. It might not even be a neder. So it's not even called a yad. So that's the pshat. That's the pshat why it's no good in fiyah abaya. There's two levels. There's something that's a yad, and it's a shav mechiach, not mechiach. That abaya holds. It doesn't have to be mechiach. It's really clear. But there's another level. It's not even a yad. And here it's not even a yad. That's that because here it can mean hefker or it can mean tzedaka. Right, the Gemara. But it says place yad the carbon k'toni. So the Ran explains what's the Gemara's kasha. Gemara's kasha is like this: Harehu is only really missing one word. Harehu carbon. If you just said harehu carbon, without the word alai even, harehu carbon would have been a complete dibur. So if you say harehu, it's more mestavra that it means carbon than anything else. Because if you're saying hefker, then it have to be. If you be, let's say, tzedakah, you're missing two words. Harehu alai tzedakah, harehu alai hefker. So here the Gemara's kasha is, here harehu, since the next word would be carbon, so it should be called a yad. It's a yad she'ein mechiach. It's not a nana yad. I'll read it around inside. But it says, the Ran says this, makshinan v'apreshu yad le carbon k'toni. Kloima, mik toni shu yad le neder, yad le carbon k'toni. The le carbon, by when it comes to carbon, harehu, b'loy alai, have a yad. So Cain, derech hamasnadiv loy ma harehu carbon. It's a derech hamasnadiv. Let's say on a behemoth, say harehu carbon. But filachi dafka, and still our Bryce says dafka balai. Shvavino, sviyli daim shemichus loy avidaim. The Gemara's kasha is here. Harehu is a yad. Abaya answered, it's not a yad. Why not? Because it can mean anything. He says no. It's most mestavra that it means carbon because it's only missing one word. Harehu carbon. So it's most mestavra it means carbon, and it should be called a yad. Not yad mechiach, but should we call it yad? And the kashan abaye, why didn't he lie? Ela'ema, taima da'ama alai. So the abaye will say like this. The reason why you need a lie is like this. Ela'ema da'ama alai huda'as, sevechavei mutter, ava'ama harehu, shneim asurim. The dilma harehu akdash kama. So like the abaye, that here, if you just said harehu at a lie, then I would teach it to mean something else. Something that's more chamer. I would teach that you're saying harehu hektish. And that, you can make a real hektish or anything. And if it's hektish, it's a different level. It's a nidri hektish, which makes it usher on everyone. It won't be a nidri isser. It won't be a ned that's only usher to you and not to your friend. So therefore, if you said harehu at a lie, you would tie it to mean harehu hektish. That's what you would tie it to mean. And not harehu carbon. So therefore, you need a lie in fi abaya. So abaya is answering that here, harehu, think of me as hektish, not not carbon, and therefore you need the word alai to know that it means carbon. If it's on chayf, it's a yeah. That's right. It wouldn't be able to even sound hekdesh. Echanami, you're right. Echanami. You said the brayis don't write your own thing because hek is only shayach by your own thing, and there you go to chumra like the Ran says and say erehu hekdesh kama. Meisvei, let's try to ask another kasha on abaya. Meisvei, harezu chatos, harezu asham. The halacha is you cannot be misnadev a chatos or asham. You can't go over to a carbon and say, I want to bring you for a chatas, because you have to bring chayav a chatas in order to bring a chatas. So you go over to a carbon and to a behema and you say, harezu chatas, harezu asham, af al pishu chayav chatas v'asham, even though he's chayav chatas v'asham, lo yam aklum, doesn't work, because it sounds like he's saying, I want this to be in a dava for chatas. But you say, harezu chatasi, harezu ashami, or lashon in the tasef is, harezu lichatasi, or li ashami. So then, depends. But if not, then it doesn't work. It has to be chatos. So what do you see clearly over here? What's the case of the reish? Reish u'chatos. Why don't you say it's a yad? Reish u'chatosi. Teretz is because it's not mechiyach. So it's a raya to rava. It's a raya to rava. Because here you didn't say chatosi and it's not mechiyach. So it doesn't work. So it's a raya. It's a kasha and a baya. Because it's definitely a yad. If you say Arezu Chatas and you Chayev Chatas, it's definitely a Yat Chatas. It hurts. This is not Muchach, if it's your Chatas. Maybe you're trying to make an Adav, or you're trying to do it for someone else. Whatever the case is, it's not clear. It's a Yat She'ein Mechiyach. So therefore, it doesn't work. So it's a Raya to Rava and a Kasha on Abaya. So it's a Tiyufta Da Abaya. Tiyufta Da Abaya. Amlach Abaya. You're right. This price sounds like you have to have a Mechiyach. The yad has to be very clear in order to have a yad on a darim. But Hamani Rabbi Yudi, I agree. There's a Tana holds that holds the yadayim have to be mechiyach. Afraid to Gemara, but we had on yesterday's blot. But Abaya Udama, I know Darim for Rabbi Yehuda. Abaya said, I'm going to be Rabbi Yehuda. I said, I want the Tanya that Rabbi Yehuda only holds by get the ini mechiyach because there you need a krisus. And now you're saying that's like Rabbi Yehuda. Look tomorrow, how about Abaya was choizer? Taka Abaya is going like the Rabbanon. And not like Rabbi Yehuda. It means Benamachlek is Rabbi Rabbanon by get. If you have to say V'dein Minoi, so Rabbi says you're right. I'm not like Rabbi Yehuda. I'm only like the Rabbanon. So now the Gemara has an interesting kasha. Like I don't know if you find almost that, but in Darim sometimes it's a little bit interesting. Gemara the kasha. Okay, now we said Rav is Hada. Maybe Rav also is Chayzer now. Elayma Rav Dama Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rav is like Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Rabbanon. Even though yesterday's blat that Rav could stimulate the Rabbanon also and say that the Rabbanon only by get hold that it's Ein Mechiyach is good. And here we say, no, Rav, forget about that. I'm like, Rav, no, I know them for Rabbanon. I don't come to Rabbanon, let me need Ein Mechiyach, I don't have to get. They don't have to get Ein Mechiyach. But I won't be in Ein Mechiyach. But everywhere else, you need the Ein Mechiyach. So Rav could stim with Rabbanon. Dafka, there by get, there, since Ein Mechiyach is a Chavera, so it's Mucham Neu Bey, that he's been Megarash his own wife, therefore you don't need a day Minoy. Masha'inkin, ba'alma, you need yadayim mechichos. So it goes back to what Tomorrow said there. What was the havmina? Tomorrow had a havmina. He says, Abaya was chayzim, Rav was chayzim. Tomorrow says, no, Rav was not chayzim. Like upon him, this is the end of a sugya of Abaya and Rav. And like we spoke out yesterday, that the Ran Paskins, like Shmuel yesterday, who says, Madrani mimcha alone does not aser. Why not? Because he holds you need yadayim mechichos. And if you have to say Madrani Lachosh Ain Aichalach, and the reason why he passed like Shmuel is because he passed like Rava. We have Khagis Rav and Abaya, always pass like Rava. And Rava holds Yidaim Sha'im Machichois Loi Havi Yidaim. Therefore we pass like Rava and Shmuel, that Yidaim Shemachichos Loi Havi Yidaim.